Today I want you to look with me, if you will, at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. Verse 22. Seeing, in other words, he's carrying on the thought now that we have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Christ who we believe in, the Christ of God, the Christ that Jesus, our Christ that God raised from the dead and gave him glory, and he gets the glory for our salvation. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Now, read carefully when you read these verses. Remember the context that you're reading in. Do not just pick out a passage of Scripture and preach a sermon or build a doctrine on seeing you have purified your souls. Now, you cannot purify your soul. How could an unsaved person with a carnal nature, how could you possibly purify your soul? You say, well, I can do that by living right. I can do that by stopping evil and doing things that are right. And by living right, I can purify my soul. No, you don't have that power. You just don't have that power, and you need to recognize that. That whenever it comes to your salvation, you are absolutely helpless. You're absolutely hopeless. Whenever it comes to purifying your soul, sanctifying you, and setting you apart for God's glory, that you absolutely have not the ability to do so. But seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Now that's the way the sentence should be read. You see, the fact that you have obeyed the truth, that you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, not just any religious leader, not just any denomination, not just any great Christian preacher or evangelist or prophet or whatever you might come up with, but obeying the truth. What is the truth? Through the Spirit. So the Spirit of God, God's precious Holy Spirit, the person of the Trinity that is recognized as the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost in the Bible, you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. So you already are purified. I think that's what Peter is trying to get across and is saying here, trying to get across to lonely Christians, trying to get across to discouraged Christians, trying to get across to those that have been scattered away from their family and away from their home because they've taken a stand for God. He said, look, you have been purified by obeying the truth. You obeyed the truth. You heard the truth. You believed the truth. You obeyed the truth. And now you have purified your souls. Now, you say, well, preacher, does that mean that everybody is sinless, perfect? No, absolutely not. Listen, please, dear folks, read the Bible for what the Bible says, and don't read the Bible to try to prove your point. There are those who will just pick out scriptures and try to prove their point by scriptures, and you can do that. That's not too difficult to do. You can find statements in the Bible, and you can pick one here and another there and find you five or six verses that'll just tell you just about anything. You've heard it before, but I'll repeat it again. You've heard this lineup of scriptures, and Judas went out and hanged himself. Now, that's in the Bible. And boy, you can stand up and say Judas went out and hanged himself and shake your fist at the congregation and say, if you don't believe it, you don't believe the Bible. Judas went out and hanged himself. And then you can turn over to another passage of scripture, and the Bible says, go and do thou likewise. And you can stand up and shake your fist, and you can to the congregation of people, and you can say, go and do thou likewise. And then you can turn over to another passage of Scripture, and you can shake your fist at your congregation, and you can say, you'd better believe what this word says. This word says, and what thou doest, do quickly. And if you put those three verses or parts of verses together, you'll have Judas went out and hanged himself. You go and do likewise and do it quickly. Now, you see, you could build a doctrine on that. You could build a statement on that. But you have selected portions of Scripture out of setting, away from where God placed them, and away from the themes of the Bible and the truths of the Bible elsewhere. And so he makes it very clear here that they have been purified. Now, they didn't have the power to purify themselves any more than you have the power to purify yourself. But you see, it's your soul that is purified. Your soul is made clean. But you're still living in the body. You go to 2 Corinthians, and you go to any number of other places. You go to Romans chapter 7 and 8, and particularly chapter 7, where the Apostle Paul is having such a struggle with the old nature. And you read in the Scriptures about the old sinful nature that you inherited from Adam, and you realize that your body is not purified. Your body is not purified, and your body and your carnal nature that you have is headed for death. It's headed for death. Now, your carnal nature is not dead just because you got saved, because you still have your old carnal flesh. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and it'll be that way. So what Peter is talking about, he said your soul is purified. There's a lot of people running around saying we can be sinless, perfect, and we don't. We can stop sinning and never sin again, and make all kinds of statements that have absolutely no Bible background whatsoever, and try to accuse people of making mistakes, and then when they sin, they say, "Well, I just made a mistake." And it's nothing in the world, according to the Bible, but a sin. But yet they say, "I made a mistake. I didn't sin." Now, don't pay any attention to that kind of foolishness and trying to read and study the Bible. Our souls are purified, but our body is not yet redeemed. When Jesus comes back again, he is going to redeem our body. And whenever we get a redeemed body, it will not have the blood of Adam flowing through it. It will have the life of Jesus Christ flowing through it. And the Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Well, the life of the Spirit is Jesus Christ. And so our souls are purified. You say, "You mean that's complete and forever?" Well, I certainly believe so, because I believe that's what the Bible says. And he says, don't be discouraged when you run into problems. You have been purified. Your souls are purified. Sure, you'll make some mistakes. Sure, you'll sin sometimes. And then he makes provision for the forgiveness of that sin in 1 John 1:9. But he said, rejoice in the fact that the Spirit of God has moved upon you and your soul has been purified by believing what the Word of God has said. Oh yes, I have more than just a work salvation. I have more than just a struggling, try-to-do-good salvation. I have a salvation based on the finished work of Jesus Christ, sent by God, born of a virgin, and died on a cross and shed his blood and raised from the dead and sits at the right hand of God the Father. That's the salvation I have. I hope you have it too.